had a dream before it was announced, the war in Iraq, and how that came into me. It's not a dream, it's a vision.
Yeah.
Because these things...
You awake
well,
in the vision?
No, I wake up from it. Uh-huh. It's like I see a movie, yeah, but then they stay with me, kind of like a hunch, like nudging me until it's I hear it or it's announced or whatever.
Till it all
then
comes
it leaves me.
To you, yeah.
But I woke up, my heart pounding. It was like I saw gold sand. I saw fatigues. I saw these boots, which turned out to be the boots that our soldiers wear, those
big, heavy.
Oh, no, they're like deer skin. I mean, they're cool. They're for the desert combat boots. I was laying on a hill of sand or something with weapons. I was watching. I mean, they were in the shadows, and it was in the desert.
Dangerous diva.
I know. Well, you know, I did live with a Navy SEAL at one point, you know.
Oh, that's another show.
Yeah,
there.
Well, those are, yeah. But anyway, I woke up to that. It was like my heart beating and everything because I heard the shuffle and it was so covert and that energy. Well, it was about a month later. They announced we're in Iraq and all that good stuff and everything. So then that thing was taken away from me. All right. Then it went bye-bye with me. So that's how it happens. I also saw, prior to it happening, the attempted assassination on Ronald Reagan. I lived in Mexico City, and I was watching the news, and President Reagan was standing on a plane, and he was waving like this,
yeah,
with his hand up. And all of a sudden, I heard the sound of a bullet, you know, a gun going off. And it scared the heck out of me. I just freaked out, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, you know.
Well, of course.
Well,
yeah,
if I call the White House,
right,
you know what's going to happen. You know, they're going to think I'm a nut, then they're going to come after me. Well, long story short, I ended up at one point being able, through a friend of mine, having lunch with his top Secret Service man, and I had a chance to tell him about what I had seen as death, and he goes, why didn't you call me?
But
I said,
now,
you know why.
But now you've had all this experience, and you have all these credentials, and people believe you when you call.
Well, yeah.
So,
yeah, it's like when I used to, I couldn't wear dangly earrings. When I'd walk into a sheriff's department, a police department, whatever, I dressed in suits and practical, et cetera, because that was all part of the credibility also. Now, if they call me, I say, well, geez, you know, I don't have makeup on or whatever. They don't care if I wore earrings down to here. They just want me down there.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the predictions now that we can all relate to.
All right, well,
to,
let's look at...
Because we're getting short. Short here.
Okay.
I want to be sure I hear them.
All right. One of the things that's going on is, let's talk about Reno for one thing.
Well, that'd be good. We love Reno.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've been coming every year, and, mm-hmm, and when I look at you or anybody, it's fresh again. Last year, it was not good. There was a
and
dark,
we've had some things going
yeah,
on.
I know,
with
but
our
that's
events
a gate. There's a gate open on, mm-hmm, that, and they're just catching up with what's going on in all these other towns. Okay, but I happened to, when I was driving or coming in here, you know, off the plane and stuff, I started looking around, and I got a good vibe for Reno.
All right, Diva.
I want all of Reno to not say, oh, the economy, and oh, my goodness. I want everybody to start thinking there is a door open. We are going to clean this up. We are going to be prosperous. It can happen. What we think and what we speak, we manifest. I saw shops. I kept expecting to see all this. Yeah, some things have closed, but I saw a whole bunch of places that are opening.
Yeah, new stuff.
And they have what I call that light around them.
New vibration.
Which means prosperity. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to see that. So I want everybody in Reno to hang on and to unite. And you know what? It's like the stock market. You know, that's a game. They jack it up when they want to create fear and put it back down. You know, don't listen to that stuff. Let's all get together and work and make things happen.
And I think that's happening because of the way the economy has gone here in Reno, and people have gone other places to find jobs, because I'm hearing the jobs are now in Utah because the Mormons are taking care of homeless.
North Dakota.
In North Dakota, too?
They are. They can't even find people. They're desperate for people.
Oh, look at that.
Go to North Dakota.
Go to
You'll
North
have
Dakota.
A job in like 5 minutes.
You better get there quick, though. Winter is coming.
You just won't have a place to live.
But I think, well, in Utah, the Mormons are finding a place to live and doing things to help the homeless while they get them jobs. So, I mean, there is things on the upswing, and I think that's helping Reno. And here in Reno, people are becoming more together. Like, we've got the co-op, the business co-op now, where people are helping to be entrepreneurial and get their jobs going, and we're all thinking out of the box.
That's what this is all, from a universal level, that's what this is all about, is to make us not rely on Big Brother to take care of us, to stretch and to grow.
Right.
It's like, oh, maybe I can try to be self-employed. That's kind of scary, but you know
what?
You can do it. And years ago, I left a radio station here. I was driving down towards Mount Rose Highway in the 80s, and I saw all of these houses just and lights. That was way before I said, oh my golly, what is this? Houses and those beautiful hills.
Oh yeah.
That was something.
And now they're there.
And it's
got a shopping center.
Every time I go down, I go down the Virginia or I turn and I don't know where I'm going, I go, my God, that prediction came through big time.
Have you been downtown, Elena?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Fitzgerald's?
Oh yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it, Jay?
Yes, and they're really making progress.
I was down there yesterday watching them climb. They climb all the way to the top of the building.
Wow. Yeah.
That's just too
things
cool.
are happening here. And you're right. And you're feeling the vibe.
And
that's good.
And I feel that we just have to hang in there and stay strong, because Reno, and I used to always say on the air anyway, you got to just not do gaming. We got to get other things
and
here.
We are.
Yes. And there's been a tragedy there. We need to keep... say prayers on that and not panic. And it's not good marketing to start saying,
oh, you're talking about our air races?
Yeah, it's not good marketing to be saying, oh, but we got to have it next year. That's a turnoff instead of a turn on.
That's always just the beginning, though. That's always the knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, but we need to be careful with that, because it got all the way to Texas and people were saying, oh, my goodness, don't say that now. But Reno will turn this around. I feel I've got a great energy. I feel really, really good about it.
That is probably because she met me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to watch these solar flares. It's an 11-year cycle. Get on NASA. Check it out. But that's why we're having communication problems.
Wow. Elena Prophet, thank you so much for joining me today. You're my friend and clairvoyant. You want to stay with us the next hour and come back next hour?
Well, why don't I coast with you for just a wee bit?
You coast with us. Right here on Broadview. You're on KBZZ, Reno Sparks. Your news is next, and then we have more. Don't go away.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. They don't represent all Republicans, but the self-described social conservatives at the Values Voters Summit in Washington are influential. And in a straw poll, they say Ron Paul ought to be the next president. He finished first. Those at the conference liked his message of more liberty and less government.
The goal of a free society, from my viewpoint, is to seek virtue and excellence. And only we as individuals can do that. When we turn this over to the government, when we seek our king and depend on our king, it can only be done at the sacrifice of liberty, and that means eventually all liberties.
Paul was followed in the non-binding straw poll by Herman Cain and Rick Santorum. In Libya, CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi says revolutionary fighters are battling block by block for control of the coastal city of Sirte.
The former rebels are now holding a position that they had to fight for yesterday. It's now kind of a spectator war. Anybody who's not on the front line is sitting back here having a look. Lots of trucks with guns mounted on the back. Just off to the side, there's a short-range rocket launcher firing into the city. We can see smoke rising from the city through the haze. It's a very overcast and hazy day, getting more so because of the smoke. The fighting has certainly tapered off, and the speculation that Sirte is going to fall within the next couple of days seems to be premature by quite a bit, I would say.
Libya's new leaders have said they'll declare the country officially liberated once Sirte is captured. President Obama is using his weekly media talk to continue pushing for Senate passage of his nearly $450 billion jobs bill.
We also have to rein in our deficit and start living within our means, which is why this jobs bill is paid for by asking millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share.
Senators will vote Tuesday on moving to debate on the measure. Senator John Thune of South Dakota spoke for the GOP, saying Mr. Obama's plan is a rehash of failed ideas.
Just since his inauguration in 2009, there are 2 million more people unemployed, 6 million more people living in poverty, and 13 million more on food stamps.
Thune's calling for a timeout on government regulations to help spur the economy. So long to legendary Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis, who's died at age 82. The Hall of Famer was best known as a rebel who established a team whose silver and black colors and pirate logo symbolized his attitude toward authority. CBS Sports NFL analyst Dan Fouts.
The history of the game cannot be written without the contributions of Al Davis going back to the football wars between the American Football League and the National Football League. He helped bring the merger about.
Davis's willingness to buck the establishment is credited with helping turn the NFL into the most successful sports league in American history. His recording of Autumn Leaves was the only instrumental to reach number one on the Billboard pop chart and became the best-selling piano recording of all time. Roger Williams has died at age 87. He was equally at home playing pop, jazz,